purposes of identification, you're Walter. What's your middle initial, Walter?
Just initial G.
G?
Yeah.
And you're at 103 East South 8th Street.
103 East South 8th.
Okay. Was your father's name David or Dave?
David.
David? Okay.
They called him Dave most time, but it was David.
Okay. Was he born around here, or did he come from someplace else?
I don't know whether he's born over by Converse or not. There used to be, we used to live over there around Converse, and his mother and dad lived over there. And I don't know where he was born at.
What about your mother?
She was born down by Swayze, I think, because granddad had a farm down there by the name of George Black. He had a big farm down there and big brick house. Had about 19 rooms or so in it. And had eight girls, I think it was, and three or four boys. So he had to have a pretty good sized house.
Sure did.
The house still standing.
Do you know when they were married, your mom and dad?
Right offhand, I couldn't tell you. Yeah, she could tell you probably.
Do you have any idea when he was born? What year?
I don't know. Just a minute.
All right.
They divorced in 40, 41 or 2. Well, that would make a difference. They'd been married for 36 years. That wouldn't tell us nothing. He died in 65. And wasn't he 75 years old? I think he was 75 years old. He died in 60.
Because
that's when my granddaughter was born, and took her down to Georgia.
How many children were there?
Of his family?
No, I mean your brothers and sisters.
Eight of us.
Okay, could you give me their names?
Well, there was Lucille, the oldest sister, and Vera was about 2 years younger than her, and then me.
Where were you born?
I was born down in Swayze, where they're building the sewage disposal plant down there.
What year was it?
1913. They're building a sewage disposal plant down there now, just out the north edge of Swayze there. It's back off the road. There's a log cabin like a building back there.
So you were the third oldest?
I was the third one. And then Al was about 2 years younger than me.
And his name was Alfred?
Alfred. Deckard is middle initial. Alfred's middle initial. We none had a nickname.
He had one.
We never had a name, middle name. We all had an initial.
And who was next to Al?
Veda. No. Yeah. Veda, then Rex.
This man in here just said Alfred Al. Now, I don't think he had an initial.
No, he evidently didn't then.
I don't think he did.
was Veda, and then Rex and Betty. But between me between Alfred and Veda, we had another brother that died. He only lived 19 months. And he fell off a davinet 18 inches and broke his neck. And that was back in about 1923 when he and Beta was born in 1926, Rex was born in 24, and Betty was born in 33. She's the youngest. So there was Lucille, Vera, me, and Alfred. And Rex and Veda. There was six of us there. When this happened in 1930.
Right.
So one of them was born in 26, one in 24. And then that's four older ones. But Lucille, she was married. And Vera was married. So that left me and Alfred. And Rex and Veda at home. When this happened. In
At that time, we're speaking of 1930 now. When this event occurred, can you tell me about where your house was located?
It was up on that hill of where the trailer court is.
Okay, where that entrance is there?
Yeah, it used to be go in there and it curved around. It had they curved around, went up into the barnyard. And the house was there, and we could see down to the road from there.
To the road.
Then there was a water spring down by the road there where we come in to go up there.
There was a spring there?
Yeah.
Do you use it for water or anything, or just?
Dad used to use a store his beer in. And we used to store our milk. We used to store our milk in there at times to keep it cold. And it was a moonlight night that night. Oh, there's cars going up and down that road all the time. Sometimes I've walked that road, we've walked it, me and brothers walked it at times. About that way you can find about 25 or 30 cars parked alongside the roads.
Is that right?
Yeah. And about a week or so before this happened, we didn't know at the time until after this happened. But there was another couple out there, and these fellows had attacked them at that time. And this particular night, we heard we was up there, and I forget now what time of night it was. Nice moonlight night. We hadn't went to bed or nothing. And we heard a racket down there and things, and then Dad hollered down there at him something. Hi, honey.
Let me see my pretty thing I'm making.
And,
This is our granddaughter.
Hi.
We, kept waiting there and things, and we could hear a racket down there, and finally, we heard a gunshot. And Dad hollered down there about somebody cutting that out or something or other. And he goes in and gets his rifle. He comes out on the porch.
Was it a rifle?
Yeah.
What kind, you know?
Dad was 22 special. And
single shot?
Huh?
Single shot?
Yeah. Well, it had a magazine on it. And after a while, there's another shot. And Dad hollered down there, if we didn't cut that out, he was coming down there himself or something or other. And then it sounded like the third shot that was fired, like they was in a hurry. And then in a little bit, they had to come back from the riverbank, because that's where they had been, I think. And a little bit, Bobby, hear the car come down the road. And moonlight, they could see the road, and they didn't have the lights on. Well, Dad was up there on top of the hill, and he hollered at them to stop, and they shot a time or two up in the air, but they didn't stop or nothing. So before they got around the hill there to the bridge, why, he bared down towards the road and took another shot or two. Now, whether he hit the car or not, but they did have, when they found them later, when they found the car later, it had a flat tire. Now, whether he'd hit it or not, I don't know. And he don't know either. So now he run back in. I don't know whether he left the gun there at the home or the house, or he took it with him. But he got in the car and he said he was going to go in town, report to the sheriff. So he drove into town, report to the sheriff. And while he was in town, why, me and the mother and the girls, we said if there's anybody with them or anything down there, looks like they would come up here because we had a light on. And after a while, there was a girl come up the driveway. And she was crying and things, and said her sweetheart had been shot. And one of us came down to help her. So I don't know whether she told us that he was bleeding or something, but then we got a towel and wash rag and a pan of water and went down there. Me and mother and I don't know whether Al went down or not, because there was Rex and Veda yet, and I don't think they went down, I remember, because they're too low. Because I was in 30, and Rex was born in 36, and Veda was born in 26, so that made them pretty small. So I think Alfred stayed up there with them, if I remember right. And when we went down there with this girl, we found this fellow laying beside the road.
Which side?
The west side of the road.
That was the side next to the river?
Uh-huh. And he had crawled from the riverbank. They had taken him over to riverbank. And he crawled over to the road to get help, see. And when we found him, he had his head was busted wide open up here with a club. And he was shot in the side.
That would be the
right side.
Right side in In the ribs?
The right side. He was shot through on the right side. And then he was shot in the left side here, and this shot went all the way through.
That'd be about just next to the navel?
Well, somewhere down
somewhere
there.
In the abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side.
And then he was shot, I think, in the left hand, if I remember right. And we figured that was the last shot that they took in trying to get away down there. When Dad hollered at him about coming down there and things. And we set our pans of water down there and had the lantern and everything there, and we washed his face off and the blood off his face and things and cooled him down and things. And then waiting for the ambulance to come back because Dad had went into town to tell the sheriff, and then they sent an ambulance back out there, and the sheriff and some of them come back out there too. And this fellow was big enough that he could have whipped all three of them. They claimed there was three of them attacked him. And they claimed too, the girl claimed they was trying to rape her or something, and he fought them off, was trying to fight them off and things, and they seen they couldn't do it and things, so I suppose they just hit him over the head and then dragged him over to the riverbank and thought maybe they'd throw him in, and he kept struggling with him because we went over to the riverbank next day and could see where they'd been.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they were about 30 rod across from the riverbank to the road. But the river was down and on the bank, about that far down or so. And they thought he'd be in the water and things probably when they threw him down there, or he got down there or something rather. Whether they threw him down there or not, I don't know. But I figured maybe they might have thought they were dead or something rather. But he didn't seem to be wet too much because there was a lot of dew on the ground that night. So the police and them, after Dad went into town, things, they knowed about who to look for. Because they said they'd had other reports and they'd been kind of having an eye out on them or something, or paroling or something. And they asked Dad if they'd go with him. With them, and they went out to one of their houses, one of the colored fellows' houses. I don't know which one it was.
Ship, I think.
And there was a car sitting there, and it had a flat tire, and the radiator was hot. And Dad told them what kind of weeds they could find on the running board of the car that growed along the road out there. And that was all along on the side of the car. And they got in there, I suppose they had a search warrant thing, but anyway they got to see the fellow. And he was supposed to have been in bed. And he claimed he hadn't been anywhere. Well, they thought it was funny, and Nathan told them, it's funny, your car's radiator's hot, and you got a flat tire, and there's weeds all over the side of your car. And they found his pants there on the floor where he'd taken them off, and his pants legs was wet up to his knees, so they just took him in. And then he started talking then, I suppose, and told where another new soul was, or who the other one was, and they went after them. And it wasn't long, they had three of them up there. But that's what Dad was telling us after he came back home. And then, while they was there, there was another man heard it, or found out about it, or some way or other. I don't know how he happened to find out about it, up there and things. But I think it was that night that he come forth and said that he was out there the night or two before, which we heard a ruckus down there then. And he was a married man, and he said that they attacked him and took all of his money and took his wristwatch and things. And they got enough from him that they didn't kill him. And I don't guess they'd done anything to the woman he was with, because he didn't say anything about it. But he said he didn't report it because he was a married man and he didn't want his wife to know about it.
But this was a common thing to have cars parked all along there.
Oh, Lord, yes. That place was always full of cars along there. There's a farmer lived on down the road a ways by the name of Stone. And they'd even pull up in his driveway. He lived way back up off the road
there. Is
that
house still there?
And I don't know whether
it is
or not.
Yeah, there's one.
But they would even drive up in his driveway. And he'd have to, when he had to get out and things, while they would be in his way, they'd have to move out.
Well, let me ask you just a minute about the other side of the river. This, that area over on the other side of the river was called the Dark Secret. Did you ever hear that name?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but apparently there was a pretty...
Dark Secret, and there was another name for it. Hunky Hill, they used to call it, too.
He used to bootleg a lot down in there,
yeah.
I guess. Is that right, or you know, or?
Yeah, because Dad used to bootleg.
Did he?
Yeah.
And beer, or?
And he served time for it.
Oh, did he really?
Served time for beer.
Yeah.
They never could catch him on the bootleg business.
Did he have still?
No.
Just
he went down to Lafayette and bought it. And he'd sold to different ones.
When did he serve the time, you know? What year that was?
Must have been 29, I think it was. Because it was when we lived up there on that hill there. Because we'd been having our milk down in that freezer. That don't need to be on there. When we had our milk down that spring, somebody seen it there and things. And the law would come out there to search for liquor and things. Why, they took a beeline and went down there, and he had a sack that had some beer in it, in the bottles, and they brought that up there.
Did you farm land there, or was it?
Yeah, we farmed some of it there.
How much did you have? Did you
farm? It was a 200-acre farm there.
Let me go back just a minute.
And then we were renting horse pasture and different things to different ones, even some of the law.
Let me go back to, where was he standing when he fired these shots? Near the house, on the porch, or in the yard, or?
Out in the yard towards the road.
How far away would he have been from the road, would you say, when he fired those shots?
Well, I don't know how high that hill is from there.
Well, I mean, just yards. Would it be 100 yards, 200 yards?
No, it'd be about 30 yards or
about
so.
30 yards from the road. And this car was going north.
Going north.
Okay.
North, kind of northwest.
Right, up the road. I mean, up the river. Okay, now, from the time just... estimate, I know this is hard, but just best your recollection. Do you have any idea what kind of racket it was that drew your attention to it? You all were in the house, were you not? Or do you know?
No, I don't imagine we were. We had doors open if it was.
Had that been yells or screams or just something that drew
you? Well, we just had a different commotion or a different noise to what we'd heard before and things.
Now,
like maybe it was fighting or something, maybe like that or something, but then I don't know what exactly what kind of noise it was. But then after the first shot was fired, why then we know there was something happening down there. And
how long between the shots? Do you have any idea?
Well, it was very long between the two, first two.
Wasn't very long?
No.
And then the third one was kind of...
And the third one, after that, Dad hollered down, told him they didn't cut that out and things, he'd come down there and help them or something or other. And the third one, it was like as if they was on the run, or like they were trying to get away or something.
Where was
it sounded different or something or other.
Where was the car sitting that the boy that was shot had come in?
It was sitting alongside the road by a gate there.
Near your driveway?
Near our woods that was down along there. There was a woods down along there, and there was a gateway down there at that end that we could go up through the woods.
It was on the same side of the road as the house, though, right?
Same side of the road as the house.
Was it?
The river was on the other side.
See, this is a road. In other words, it was parked parallel with the road. He just pulled off the road, parking alongside.
Well, the road would be. The road was going up around.
You just draw that there.
Yeah, I was so darn nervous it probably would be.
It won't have to be anything fancy, just so I can get an idea.
Well, the road that it come out, it went like. So down along there, and this being south, and then it kind of made a curve there, like, and then followed the river on around to 38th Street that was up here. Well, right up in here at the top of this bend, there was a gate here that after that accident, I'm so darn nervous. And I got this arm banged up, but I got to take therapy on it. I can't even control it hardly. But there was a gate there, like. And this fella just kind of pulled up around front of it, like.
Which way was that?
This is south.
Yeah, which way was his car faced? Do you recall?
Well, it was kind of southeast.
Okay. In other words, it looked like he would have come
he
down.
He would just come down here and just pulled over there by that gate.
So he would have kind of been sitting like this some way in here, right?
Yeah, over there by the gate where he'd